Welcome to the day's play here on AFL Nation, where Port Adelaide, known as Yatapulti in the Sir Doug Nicholls rounds, defeated Richmond 10-17-77 to 9-13-67. Here's the thoughts of Kane Corns, our expert this afternoon on AFL Nation.
Well, there we go.
Their ability to, we'll just keep that low down in the background because I'm happy to hear it again, but their ability to win close games has been extraordinary, really, this year. We mentioned it at three-quarter time. It's a bit of Collingwood about it from last year, and I don't want to overstate that, but that's the facts, really. They beat Sydney by 2 points. They beat the Western Bulldogs by 14 after being down at three-quarter time. Beat the Saints by 7 on a Friday night. They then beat Essendon by 5. They beat Melbourne by 4 last week, and they've won by 10 points today. So games decided by 14 points or less. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we've only played 11 games for the year. It's an amazing record, and for all the deficiencies in their game, and there's a few, like, I don't think anyone is sitting here thinking Port Adelaide are genuine premiership threats, but who knows what happens when you give yourself an opportunity to win a lot of home and away games and you win 8 in a row and you're an interstate side. Top four is vital. They got Hawthorn next week. You would think they'll start favourites. Don't think Sicily will play in that game. Who knows about Charlie Dixon? So to go 9 in a row before a tough one, which would be the Western Bulldogs and Geelong, which isn't looking as daunting at home before the bye, just a good opportunity for Port Adelaide. Richmond had their moments today, but they're just like polish, don't they?
A big game from Tim Taranto. He was awarded the 3 votes for his 4 goals and impact on the game. While there were contributors across the ground for Yatapulti, with Connor Rosie and Zach Butters linking up on multiple occasions, all single goal kickers as well for the Power this afternoon, as they defeated Richmond by 10 points. And they now are undefeated through 8 games, while Richmond's life under Andrew McWalter started with a close loss. As we leave you with the highlights from the MCG this afternoon, be sure to tune in every week for every game heard live right here on AFL Nation. And send it back inside 50. Bolton running into space. Takes an uncontested mark on a 45 degree angle, 45 metres out. Steps off his mark to try and open the angle up a little bit. It was fading to the left, but sneaks through for our first at the MCG.
Over the top he goes, just to stem the flow to Finlayson, who has to get rid of it quickly. He does. He kicks it to centre half forward. McKenzie runs onto it, has time, and kicks the first for Yatapulti. But it was all set up off the back line by Butters, taking on 2 and going for a run.
It's a point in favour of Yatapulti, who win the clearance thanks to Rosie. Inside 50, it came off hands. Baker getting back off the carpet. Burton got it through.
Nankervis goes in, tries to affect the tackle. Lord broke free out to Wines. Wines round the body and gets there. Almost touched on the line, but Ollie Wines has put it through.
He got free advantage, paid for a free kick. Junior Rioli takes it on the half volley at half forward and then goes short to Meade. Meade from just inside 50. Goal umpire likes it.
Doesn't think about going for goal. Looks for a player further afield and foul on him. Burn Jones, who takes a juggling mark. Directly in front, just inside the chalk. 48 metres out. It looks pretty good. So McIntosh in the middle just chips one into the air, little 9-iron, and found Martin. Good spotting. Plays on quickly from 45 metres out. He knows what he's doing and puts it through for Richmond second.
Ryan now puts it in the Rewalt direction, knocked away from him by Drew. Allaire at ground level couldn't lay claim to it. Ball comes out to Taranto, and finally we get a major.
Through the middle of the ground after Jones won the free kick, deep in defensive 50. Great transition from Port Adelaide, but they just couldn't get on at the end of from the goal square.
Finlayson palmed it onto the boot of Drew.
Yeah.
Who scores the first of this second half. 16:46, Yatapulti.
Kicked inside 50, deep towards Martin, who had Burton all over him but took the mark on his chest from 40 metres out. Slight angle, makes no mistake. Finds Bonner and then short to Butters.
Broke down there, didn't they?
Fresh from 2 last week in the game of his life. From 45 metres out. It's not bad. It flirts at the goalpost. It's there. Transfer of the football very good here for Richmond as Taranto marks at 40 metres out. Members side, acute angle, round the body, works it to the right, but comes around beautifully for his second. Got boot to ball, Bolton then followed it up, kicks it to a vacant offensive 50. Balfour Ryan, who backs back and takes the mark. The 22-year-old Samson Ryan directly in front. Listen to them. McIntosh can stop and prop and kicks it inside 50, where it's marked by Taranto. Looking for his third. What a crucial kick this is to start the final term. It's good. It's good. It's a goal. His third. And it's a two-point ball game at the G.
And now he finds Burn Jones with a bit of space to play with. Delivers inside 50 for Lord on the lead. Missed one up the other end earlier this afternoon. He comes in from 45. He puts his fist into the air as soon as it left the boot. He was happy with that one, Ollie Lord. Loads up long, another entry inside 50. And Finn Layson used his body well in the contest. Get back to that. Finn Layson comes in. As he squeezed it in, the umpire milked it for as long as he could for a bit of theatre, but he did for his first this afternoon. He loads up long inside 50. Revolt had two to beat, brought it to ground. Cochin from a standing start. He poked it up enough for Clark to take the mark. So Clark comes in and splits the middle. Sends it back inside 50. Lord in a battle with Bolter. Felderhorn Francis is again tackled, but's going to win a free kick.
This is a big kick for the young man.
Horn Francis comes in and executes his first this afternoon. Fed it to Prestia, back to Broad. One last foray inside 50. Sees Taranto take the mark. Taranto comes in on a 45-degree angle. 45 out. And he squeezes it home for goal number four. Four goals, one for him this afternoon.
It's going to be a big win for Port Adelaide, as Matt mentioned, eight in a row. Hal Pepper, Houston, Bergman, they all celebrate on the boundary line as the umpire goes through the motions, balls it up, and that'll be it. 10-17, 77 out of Paulie, 9-13, 67 Richmond. They consolidate their position towards the top of the ladder, Port Adelaide, with an important win. A streak of eight in a row.